Tenor Cordoba scraped the last serving of fish from the skillet onto his plate as the other four ate around the tree stump table. The wind picked up, rustling the thick trees, and the surf pounded the shore at high tide. An animal howled far away. Tenor turned sharply toward the noise, narrowing his eyes. Puerco, Bertie's pig, stirred uneasily.
Shh,
Bertie said with her mind, and Puerco settled down. At the far end of the table was Seven Palacio. He was 13, like Tenor and Bertie, and sat camouflaged by shadows in the black parachute fabric clothes he wore. Next to him, Cabot Stone, 11 going on 30, ran a hand over her buzz-cut hair and cast a worried glance at Brix to see how he was holding up. He'd stopped crying. Tenor dropped into the log chair next to Bertie.
Are you doing okay?
He asked her. He looked at his food, then pushed it around with his fork. For once, he had little appetite.
Better, she said. Thanks.
She caught his eye and smiled sadly. Tenor lowered his gaze.
No problem, he mumbled,
then dropped his fork in the dirt and muttered under his breath. After retrieving it and wiping it off, he looked around the table. Everyone was red-eyed and exhausted. It had been the longest day. They'd never buried anyone before. Lewis had told them what to do when the time came, but that hadn't made it any easier. Pushing dirt over his wrapped-up body, it had been the hardest thing Tenor had ever done. Bertie and Brix had been sobbing. Seven had leaned on his shovel, his arms shaking, unable to do anything but comfort those two. Cabot had stepped in, her face a mask. She'd dropped the first handful of dirt. Then she'd taken Seven's shovel. Tenor had helped her with the rest of it. He'd cried in the ocean later. Tenor wanted to go to bed and forget this day. But there was one thing that still needed to happen. A few weeks ago, Tenor had brought Lewis some soup and sat next to him to help him eat it. Lewis had put down the spoon and taken the boy's hand.
You can go your own way, Tenor,
Lewis had said. His hair was only beginning to gray, and it spread wildly on the pillow.
What do you mean?
Tenor had asked, confused.
You're not like your parents. You're in charge of your decisions. I believe in you.
Oh.
Tenor's face had burned, but he'd managed a smile.
Thanks, Lewis.
Will you do me a favor?
Lewis had closed his eyes and taken a labored breath. His fingers sparked. Tenor leaned back to avoid injury.
Of course, anything.
Continue the tradition. Keep telling the story of the criminal's escape. It's important. Do it after I'm gone.
Tenor had promised. And now the time had come.
Okay,
Tenor said, glancing worriedly at Bertie. He wasn't sure she was ready for this.
I promised your dad we'd do the story after.
Well, you know.
So, who's going to start? Bertie or Brix?
Bertie's face was pained, but she didn't object. The siblings glanced at each other.
Brix should do it, Bertie said. It's his turn.
Brix sat up. The story had been part of their lives since they were little. All the people in this hideaway had been supernatural, extremely rare compared to the rest of the world. Dad had said it was crucial that the children not only remember, but be able to recite their family history. Knowing that, and hearing his father's voice saying it in his head made Brix's throat close up for a moment. But then he began the way someone always began. "How did our parents get here?"